Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Chavav. Yuma Chavav, and the context, the Mishnah discusses on Chavav Amid Beis, the lottery that took place every day, and the all the Kohanim that were involved in the Avodos of the Karban Tamid, and how many Kohanim were involved every day in the Karban Tamid. Two Mishnayos here on Yuma Daf Chavav Amid Beis. The Tam Mishnah talks about Tamid Karav, Batisha, Basar, Bachadasar, 9, 10, 11, 12, how many Kohanim were used on a weekday, this, on a Shabbos, this, on Sukkot, this, on Friday of Sukkot, this, all the different details. And the second Mishnah discusses what each of them carried, which parts of the animal. What we're going to talk about today is something related to the daf, but not directly related, and we never would have known or thought about it until the poskim brought it up. A milah on Shabbos, are you allowed to split that between two moels? Is one moel allowed to start the milah, and is the second moel allowed to finish the milah? So where does this come up? So it is a no de Yehuda, but the no de Yehuda quotes the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara. So working backwards, that's how this sugya starts. The no de Yehuda quotes our Gemara as a raya, but we have to go backwards a little bit because that is what he does. Another Bihuda in Madura Tinyana Arachayim Simin Chavbeis. He wrote a tshuva here, Tafkof Lamates. He quotes, Valdivar She'ilato B'nidon Shnei Mo'olim B'Shabbos. It seems like this was a common custom in Europe that they wanted to give another kibbut. We're always looking for kibbutim at Simchas. So the more kibbutim we could have, the better. So there are two big rabbi Mo'olim, so if you could split up the milah, that would be great. So let one do the milah, the cutting, and one do the priya, the pulling back of the skin, and you know you need both to do the mitzvah of milah. So is that okay? So that was the question that was asked to the Nodeb Yehuda. V'aldvar she'elato b'nidon shnei Mo'olim b'Shabbos. Hine gam ani nohei kein, she'ineni mekabel lios Mo'ol b'Shabbos. Machve she'ineni porea. I myself personally have a chumra, that if someone they asked me to do it, I don't do it because I'm not, I don't in any poreya. Avol atzmi ani machmir v'chas v'shalom lohoros lachem l'iser. But that's only me. That's my personal chumra that I don't accept to do it. V'chol divrei ma'alato hemachalushim. And all of your proofs to try to say that it's really usher, it's very weak. V'yein kan shum raya l'iser klal. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Okay, so where does this come from? And let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah in the tshuva quotes the Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Yoredeh Siman Reis Lamech Vav, who quotes the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara, and now we can go in order. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lama Gimel Lama Beis. And then eventually we'll see how this comes to our Gemara. So the Gemara talks about Mahalkitin. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Mahalkitin is a Mila. One is allowed to be Mahalkit the Mila. What does that mean? Mahalkatin asamila. So Rashi says, Mahalkatin betzitzana ma'akvin, trim. One could trim some of the parts of the skin that have to be cut off for mila. But the Brisa continues, v'imlo hilkitanish kares. And if you're not malkit, whatever that means, right, then you're chayev kares. So ask the Gemara, Mani, who's chayev kares? What are we talking about? If you don't trim the mila, then you're who's chayev kares? So Amar of Kahana, Uman. The Moel. If the Moel on, who are we talking about? Shabbos, Rashi adds in. If the Moel does the Mila on Shabbos, but does not finish the job, right? He starts the Mila, but doesn't finish the job, he's Chayev Kares. Why? Because he did an act on Shabbos, which was a Malach on Shabbos, the Malach of Chovel, the Malach of Wounding, and this is the Araisa. Big Machlok has been shown him which Av Malacha that's included in, but it's a Malach on Shabbos, and he didn't do a mitzvah. Mila is Ocha Shabbos. That's a pasuk in the Torah. We have a shmini imam v'sar alasa afilu b'shabbos. But if I didn't do the milah, then I'm not. I didn't get the mitzvah. So I'm chayiv. So Rashi says achilu b'shabbos lo asa mitzvah. So if a moel starts the milah and doesn't finish the job on Shabbos, then he's chayiv misa. Then he's chayiv karis. Matzav l'rav papa uman lemaluhu. Why would should the uman be chayiv karis? Let him say I started the mitzvah. You finished the mitzvah. Ana avdi palga the mitzvah, atun avdi su palga the mitzvah. I did it, you did it. Why would he be chayev kares? He started the mitzvah. So he didn't finish it, okay, but when he was doing it, he was doing something proper. He was doing something that he was supposed to do. Rashi, chlomar, hol ukeshe hischil birishus hischil. When he started, he had all the rishus in the world, al pi halacha, to do what he's doing. V'chabura sha'asa birshus asa. And he did a chabura birshus. Amai chayiv, name aluhu, luhu atem b'saimu amalacha. You go finish the job, go finish the mitzvah. What are you bugging me for? What do you say that I'm chayiv karis? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. You're right, it's not talking about the Moel, it's talking about Ella Amar Papa Gadol. It's talking about a Gadol Shemol, it's talking about the person himself. Somebody who goes through life without getting a full bris milah, right, then he doesn't get the part that have to be cut off trimmed, then he's Chayef Kares, because he's an Arel. Talking about the person himself. So Maskel Rav Ashi, Gadol Medjiksev Bey. What do you need the Brisa to tell me that? That if somebody doesn't have a meal, he gets Kares? That's obvious. The pasuk says, "V'aral zachar shalo yimol v'guchuchulu." If the aral zachar doesn't get mila, then v'nichrasa. Say, "Elam ravashi lolam uma." No, we go back to what we said before. We're talking about the moel. I can't them all say I started. What did I do wrong? Ugun to asa bein hashmasas to Shabbos. The moel shows up with 30 seconds left till Shabbos starts. 30 seconds. V'amrule lo mis. I'm sorry. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is finishing. And it's supposed to be a bris mila on Shabbos. And he says, I got this. And he starts doing the meal. He's about to start doing the meal. And they say, no, you don't have enough time. You don't have enough time to finish today. Shabbos is over in 30 seconds. Okay, it's too late. We can't do the bris mila on day 8. V'amru le'lo maspakis. You're not going to finish. V'amru lehu. Maspikna, I can do it. Don't worry about it. V'yavad, v'lowest, I'm quick. V'avad, v'lowest topic. And he doesn't finish. V'yishtaka, the chabur hu da'av, v'anish kamari. So he ends up doing a chabura. And you can't say that he started the mitzvah that was going to be done today because they told him he doesn't have enough time. So that's the case of chiyuv kares, that you don't look at it as a mitzvah. Okay, what do you see from this Gemara? So before we get to the maskana, what was the original question? The Gemara said, oh, if somebody only does half a milah, then he's chayev kares. And when the Gemara says that, wait a minute, he's chayev kares, no, he could say that I started it, so therefore, you know, what's the problem? So the Beis Yosef is medayik. Rabbi Yosef Kares medayik. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, you're not going to be chayev kares for that. The Beis Yosef says, but mistama, it's usur. You're not going to be chayev kares. It's not a full aveira, but mistama, it's usur to do that. To start a mitzvah and then not continue. That's his diuk from the Rashi that we read. V'yesh l'daktik midvarev. This is the end of the Beis Yosef, Reis Samach Vav and Yerodeya. V'yesh l'daktik midvarev. D'nehita chiyuva kares leka yisurim ya'ika. Kivan shlo gamar ha-mitzvah. A moel did not, what did he do? He asked the first guy, what did you do? Did you do a mitzvah? No. Did you make a chabura? Yes. You did the first half of a mitzvah, but that doesn't count. Right? If you do the first half of a mitzvah and you didn't finish it, then it doesn't count. Ulefize, says the Beis Yosef. Yesh lizayir shelo yamulu shnei umna mila achas lechatchila b'shabbos. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't split up the mila on Shabbos. Kigon sheitnu b'neim shezay yamul v'zay yifra ela mo hu yifra. One moel. That's the Beis Yosef because of the diak from Rashi. If somebody does mila and doesn't do pri, it's kilu lo mo, and therefore it is aser. The Rama takes issue with this Beis Yosef. The Rama in a tshuva. The tshuva is a Rama. We know the Beis Yosef and the Rama were contemporaries. Remember, the Rama writes in the Hakdama to Darkei Moshe, one of the most amazing acts of humility in history of the Jewish people. Right? He writes there that he was in the middle of writing his own Shulchan Aruch in Poland. Rama is sitting there in Poland, and he's writing a Shulchan Aruch. And all of a sudden, he gets in the mail the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And he says, wow, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch. If I write my own, now there's going to be two Shulchan Aruchs for Am Yisrael. There's going to be an Ashkenazi Shulchan Aruch and a Sephardi Shulchan Aruch. What am I going to do? So what does he do? He changes his plan. He takes the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo Shulchan Aruch, and says, you know what? I'm just going to write Hosafos and Hasagos on this Shulchan Aruch. So that there's one Shulchan Aruch for Am Yisrael. And that's what he did. And that's why we only have the Rama, which is, right, the Rama's commentary is called the Mapa, the tablecloth that goes on. And the Darkei Moshe is a commentary that goes with the Beis Yosef on the tour, not a separate sefer. So the Rama, though, in a tshuva, in Simen Ayin Vav, he quotes his whole Beis Yosef and says, first of all, I think he's wrong in the Diyuk of Rashi. The Gemara says, Chayev, right, Chayev Kares. And Rashi says, he's not Chayev Kares, because he can say, I started it. Is there any Diyuk in the Rashi that says he's not Chayev, but it's Usur? Rashi only uses the word Chayev because that's what the Gemara is talking about. Doesn't say anyway. How can you make that diuk? Says the Rama, and he writes in a beautiful humble terms. V'hine, af shemitzvah l'shmo el arav, af ibhum hayameko, v'ani machmir, I'm definitely kafuf to the rav, especially where he's, I'm mekel and he's machmir. V'koshkem b'makam shu machmir v'ani mekel, and surely here, where he's machmir, and I'm going to be mekel. But I can't hold myself back. I can't say what I think. To Adaraba, I think that sugya that he quotes as a raya l'isser is a raya l'heter. I think the opposite. Yesh lo chiyach t'shari. First of all, I don't think what he is medayik in Rashi is true. V'li nira de'enza diktuk. To Rashi naka lashon ha'meimra shekamar chayef kares. Rashi just quotes the Gemara. This isn't like Hilchas Shabbos where you have to be medayik in what the word is. Chayef aser mutter. No, Rashi's quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says Chayev. You're Chayev, and Rashi explains that. And number two, says the Rama, even if you want to say the Diak's correct, Af im nomar dehasamika isura, dehainu mishum delo yada ha'uman shepasak dechem yalkitu acharav. Even if you want to say that's a problem, our case is better than that case. What happened over there? Amal did the first half of a meal and then said, okay guys, somebody finish it. How can you start without knowing somebody's going to finish it? Right? You want to do half? Okay, so arrange it beforehand. There, right, it's, you pasak, v'lacheni ki isur, then maybe fine, there's an isur. Ho v'lo nigmar ha-mitzvah. U'mishmachi parach, that's what the Gemara says. Why you chayiv? And Rashi has to explain it. Aval, what's our case that we're talking about? You have two people standing there. They know they're a team. They know one's going to do the first half, one's going to do the second half. So that's better. Of course there's not going to be Yisr there. Arva makam sha uman harishon posek. Kedesha yigmar ha'acher. Mutu l'chadchila. And there's no problem. And then he says, achar shahusar ha'moneya. V'u'a beis Yosef. Now that I've gotten out of his raya, and Prue said it was just exactly the other way, I'll bring my own rayas. I'll bring my own rayas that it is mutter. Avi raya mishmaitza zula hatir. And he quotes, the diak that the pashas is again that it was nothing usser that is related near a dafarisha mutul chadchila. Even the first one is even mutul chadchila to be involved in it. And later on, va'od ani omer in the tshuva deshari. I'll quote you another raya that it is mutter v'raya mikarbon tamid umusafin shel shabbos d'lo mishtamid shum tana d'lo hay maaseh b'shabbos k'mo maaseh b'chol. Look in all the sugyas in Hilchas Psachim and elsewhere, where we talk about the karbanos on Shabbos and on weekday. Do we find any difference in the avoda that's done on Shabbos and weekday that we would say that on Shabbos one person has to do the avoda? Right. Let's say somebody does shechita. The karban is not really a kasher karban yet, right? In terms of effectiveness, if somebody does shechita and not kabbalah and zrika. And we don't find anywhere that only one kohen has to do it. V'chein le'inyin Pesach, arminim beperek tam minishchat, k'maseo b'chol kach maseo b'shabbos, she'en nishchat v'nifshak k'mo b'chol, v'ha'yu harbei kohanim v'yisraelim esaskin bo. Many kohanim and Yisraelim were involved in all the ma'isa avoda, u'mechal on Shabbos, afal b'shei efshar b'kohen echad. Even though one kohen could have done it, no. This kohen could do shechita, this kohen could do zrika, this kohen could do everything. V'ein l'chalik bein mila la'avoda. And don't tell me there's a chilik between mila and avoda and the karbanos, because it's a beferish gemara that we compare the two. Right? The previous daf in Shabbos, kuflamid beis, the gemara learns out that mila should be docha Shabbos from avoda that's docha Shabbos. V'kal v'chomer mitzaras shenitchem ebnei amila. If mila, which is pushes away tzaras, and Gemara says a kavachomer v'doch avoda shvamina de mila chamira. Mila is more chamur than avoda. So if it works by avoda, it should work by mila too. So the Rama quotes that all the Gemara is about avoda that don't make any chilukim between Shabbos and Chol and weekday are a raya to me. And I'll bring you another raya, says the Rama. This is all in this tshuva in Simen Ayin Vav, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Right, the Rambam says. Perek Beis, the Shabbos who at slow kechol gamur. It's like weekday. You treat it like weekday to save somebody's life. And the Torah says in Shimon Shin Chavches, the shochten lechola v'lo machilin oso nevela. Right, if you have a choice, also fascinating sugya. If you have a choice of a chol sheish basakana has to eat meat on Shabbos, what do you do? You have a piece of non-kosher meat here that's sitting here, or you have a live animal. So the Gemara says you shech the animal. You shech the animal, even though that seems to be much more chamor. Isser and Nevela is alav and Shchita is Malacha. Why? Because it's like weekday. So if Yuma b'shem Maharam, Marami Rutenberg, whose yard site was last week, Im Kain Anu Roim, the Ein Medaktikin b'Isser Bikoch Nefesh Laso Isser Akal Me'achaz Yukachol V'Odim B'Shabbes Yichon Laso Is Malacha Achas Kama B'Chol V'Im Kain on Pikoch Nefesh is totally mutter. And therefore, you treat it like a weekday. So therefore, whoever wants to be involved and how many people want to be involved, you just get it done. So too, b'mila nami, d'hal yalfina b'pikuach nefesh, d'och ha-shabbos b'mila. One of the limudim of pikuach nefesh d'och ha-shabbos is from mila. Mila she'ever echa d'och ha-shabbos, kol she'kei b'pikuach nefesh. And therefore, b'makom d'aser b'mila, aser gam kei b'pikuach nefesh. And therefore, you should compare the two. So the Ramah goes through many rayas. And at the end, he says, you know what? Maybe it's even better to do the Mila with two. Exactly the opposite of the Beis Yosef. He writes this in the Tshuva. Maybe it's even better because it's like Shnayim Sha'asa'uhu. It's like two people who do the Mila, and therefore maybe it's even better, says the Rama. This ends up being, we just saw it in the Beis Yosef and the Tshuvas, a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, and the Rama. The end of Reish Samach Vav. So the Rama doesn't quote that last point in the Halachis, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh li Zoher. Quotes this from his diuk in the Braisa. Yesh li Zoher shlo yamulu shnei mo'olim mila achas b'shabes. Shezei yamol v'zei yifra. Ela hamol hu atzmo yifra. Shulchan Aruch says, one person. Again, it's like so strange to us because we never have this. We've never seen this. But it seems to have been common in Europe. And the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Rama v'lo matzasi raya l'dvarav. I never found a raya to the Beis Yosef, to the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, this is a long Rama. It doesn't just give you the whole background also. V'yad Rabba, nirali d'shari. I think it's mutter. T'amila d'achi Shabbos k'mo avode b'mikdash. Shekama ko'anim ha'yu ovdim u'mechalim Shabbos. T'me'acher d'shabbos nitan l'tchos har'i k'chol l'chol davar. He's quoting the whole svara. V'chein matzasi b'sefer atruma yashon. Kasav b'klaf. Shekasav b'sof hilchos Shabbos behed yu d'shari. So I think it's mutter. The Rama then adds at the end, Amna matzasi b'kovitz sheyesh lasar. I found a source that says it's asur, even though he doesn't fully understand it. Alkei tov l'achre l'chadchila. Afal bishem idina nira li ma'asha kasafti. I think it's mutter maker adin. You want to be machmir? Fine, you can be machmir. But that is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. So this is all what the Beis Yosef quotes. I'm sorry, what the Nodav Yehuda quotes. Nodav Yehuda quotes all of this that we've just said. And now he says, he adds on and says, I think the Rama is right. I think it's mutter maker adin. You want to do it, you don't want to do it yourself, so don't do it yourself. But I think it's mutter. And why do I think it's mutter? Yumachavav. Yumachavav. You don't have to go through psachim and other cases. But it's meduyak, our mishnayas here on Chavav Mabez, go through the number of kohanim that are used to do the avodah every Shabbos. And every weekday. And there are no chilukim. Why don't you have one kohen? Do it all. If you just do shechita, you didn't accomplish. So says the Nodav Yehuda. V'haya lo lahavi raya mi meimra mufureshes biyuma daf chavav mabeis. Ratanya b'chia. Hari mufuresh shagam b'shabes ha'yezeh shochet v'asheni zorek. V'zu raya she'en ala tshuva. This raya cannot be asked on. Uma ben shechita v'zrika. Sha'shechita l'chudei eno klum. Ela ayedei azrika sha'charkach. The shechita v'karba doesn't accomplish anything until the zrika that's done afterwards. What's the difference between that and l'shnei ma'olim? Shezeh ma'ol v'zeh pareya. Gam ken idea priya sha'charkach. Afilo idei ma'ol sheni. Gam arishon rasha la'asos amila. V'al kalpanim kvar yatzonim idei chashis utara. This for sure no isa daraisa. That's for sure. As we just said. And he says, but one second, I saw in the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, he says, like that Beis Yosef, he says, no, I think there's a problem here. I think there's a problem here. What about the Gemara in Shabbos, which the Pashtus is like the Ramah, not the Beis Yosef. What about the Gemara in Shabbos that says the Hakadah is a problem? So, amazingly, the Ramah thought that the Gemara in Shabbos, our case is better than the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the guy had no idea what he was gonna, that there was going to be another person to finish the job. That's why it's more serious of an Isser. Well, here, you have two Ma'olim ready together. The Yamshel Shlomo thinks, no, I think the Gemara here, our case is even worse than that Gemara in Shabbos. Not better. Why? Over there in Shabbos, he was Ma'ol and he was Poreya. He just didn't finish. But he did part of both parts of the Mila. So that's where he didn't finish. So then you could say, yeah, at least did part of the mitzvah. But if you didn't do any Priya, You just did the cut, but you didn't pull back the skin at all. And the Gemara says if you didn't pull back the skin at all, it's ki'ilu, you did nothing. So you didn't do any part of the second half of the process. Avalamov para lo asa mitzvah klal. Vimchaver yifra nipsa shehu amo. Harishon lo asa mitzvah klal. Raka porehu ha'usa. V'lochein chayav rishon kares ki afilu chatzi mitzvah lo avin. Wow, so he has the opposite diuk that the Ramah has from that Gemara in Shabbos, and then Rabbi Yehuda again argues. I think Dvar of Tamuim, I don't think there's any chiluk to make, I think you do have a mitzvah, and it's okay. And the Marshal himself says, it's not Daraisa, it's Durabanan, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, why should we make up our own Isuri Durabanan? If it's mutter, it's mutter. If Chazal say there's nisid rabbanan, there's nisid rabbanan. But who says that we should make up our own isurid rabbanan? And therefore, the Nodabiyuda says at the end, sof davar bahanachisno bahasalikna shemhu machmir laatzmo shaper avid avalahoros lacherim chalila lahoros leiser upuk chazi mayamad debar bechol medinos Poland. Look all around Poland. The Nodabiyuda, chief rabbi of Prague, he says, look around all of Poland. Everybody does this. Tamid shnei moalim zechotech v'zeporeya. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Seems to be a common custom that was done, and the Nodabi Yehuda and Ma both say it's mutter, me'ikra din, you want to be machmir yourself, you can, but that's what they say. What's the lumdus? What's the svara behind the issue? What's the issue they're arguing about? If what I'm doing is needed for the mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah fully, is that docha Shabbos? Does that have halachic significance? That's the issue that they're working on. Part one of the milah doesn't really accomplish anything itself, but it's part of the process. And milah is docha Shabbos, so do we say that the first half of milah is docha Shabbos also? That's the issue. Just to quote two other models, and then we'll stop. Two other models where this comes up. Asi docha lo sase. So let's say that principle. Do you need the whole ase to be docha lo sase? What if it's part of a mitzvah? There is an interesting, again, not an exact parallel. There's a Piskei Tosfos in Zvachim, Samach Tes. At the end of every Masechta, you have the Psakim that come out of Tosfos. So Piskei Tosfos in Zvachim, Of Samach Tes. Im I Efshar Lakayim Asei, Be'inyan Acher, Lo Be'inan Be'idna, Demeh Karlav Lakayim Asei. If what you're doing has to be done to fulfill the mitzvah, even if it's not at the exact same moment of the Lo Sasei, you don't need Be'idna. Even though the Gemara says you need simultaneity for Asi Docha Lo Sasei, if what you're doing is needed, then you don't need simultaneity. Even if it's beforehand. Even if it's beforehand. Even though the beforehand is not the actual mitzvah. That stage is needed to do the mitzvah. But it has certain powers for Asi Docha Lo Sasei. One model. And then you have another model. Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah, that's Osek B'mitzvah Patam and a mitzvah. Another Klali HaMitzvah Yisod. Osek B'mitzvah. So which part of the mitzvah? Could you have just a portion of the mitzvah? Something that's needed to be done? Again, these are even more of a chiddush, right? Mila without priya, at least mila is part of the process. The following case is even a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not even the mitzvah itself. That's Rashi. Rashi says Shluchei Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah are Patam and a mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, Chafei, Osek B'mitzvah Patam and a mitzvah. What is Shluchei Mitzvah? Rashi, Holech Lomo Torah. You're on your way to go learn Torah. That's not the mitzvah. That's preparatory stage for the mitzvah. And yet we still say Osek B'mitzvah. So there it's even, you didn't even do part of the mitzvah. It's just, you need to do this to be able to do the mitzvah. Even there you say it has halachic status of a mitzvah, so to speak, for Osek B'mitzvah, for Asi Docha Lo Sasei. So maybe here too, for Chilul Shabbos, you might say part of the mitzvah, which is better than Heksher, part of the mitzvah also is good enough in this context. Okay, we will stop here. Again, two milas, two malim, Shabbos bris.